isolation. That's the latest. I'm AJ Walsh.
Love Northampton. Love NLive Radio.
Morning, morning, morning. Ian McFarlane in for Alan Miles with your Sunday breakfast wake-up call, week two.
NLive Radio weather.
Here we are then. Yes, today will turn out cloudy for most, with cloud gradually building from the southwest. It should remain dry for most, though, with only the odd spot of drizzle possible. Here we are then. Yes, Sunday breakfast wake-up call for June 14. It's Ian McFarlane with achy legs. Yes, I'm recovering from yesterday's carnival. I'll tell you about that a little later. All right then, let's get on with it, shall we?
Chance will never be.
Oh my goodness, how great is that? That's Peter, Bjorn and John. And a second chance. Yes, it's Ian McFarlane with my second chance at hosting, Sunday Breakfast Wake-Up Call. Yeah, I'm in for Alan Miles. Okie cokey then. So what do we have on the show? Oh, I'll tell you. We have our breakfast banger a little later in the show. That's Tune of the Week, if you like. Yeah, and it's from a Korean singer-songwriter by the name of Gonny. And it's very good. You can hear that in a bit. We also have the classic number one. Yeah, in our second section with our LGBTQ artists as it's Pride Month. And a very good number one it is too. Also, we have on this day things that happened on the 14th of June. And I know a lot of you are looking forward to the Trump UFC fight on the White House lawn today. Something to look forward to, people.
I'm sitting down here, but hey, you can't see me. Distance, I've got to pay the price. Defending all against it, I really don't know why. You're obsessed with all my secrets, you always make me cry. You seem to wanna hurt me, no matter what I do. I'm telling just a couple, but somehow gets to you. But I've learned to get revenge, and I swear you'll experience that someday. Often I don't really have a choice. You're talking like you know me and wanna be my friend, but that's really too late now. I won't try it once again. You may think that I'm a loser, but I don't really care. May think that it's forgotten, but you should be aware. 'Cause I've learned to get revenge, and I swear you'll experience that someday.
Really hiding.
That's Elena Marlin and Sitting Down Here. It's Ian McFarlane with your Sunday breakfast wake-up call. Here I am, in for Alan Miles. All right then, here we are, 14th of June. What's happening today? As you know, it's the President of the United States, apparently. Yes, it's his birthday today, and there's gonna be huge celebrations up and down Washington. Yeah, that's right. Any road up. Yes, so what do we celebrate today? Yes, we celebrate National Pop Goes the Weasel Day. Whatever that is. It's also National Flag Day in the United States. And also, it's Children's Day today. And what else do we have? National Cucumber Day. Yeah, so get your cucumbers out, people. It's also National Bourbon Day. And also National Strawberry Shortcake Day. What more could you ask for? It's your Sunday breakfast wake-up call. And did you see the news yesterday as Trump's name was removed from the Kennedy Center? Oh my goodness, it was a good day.
Cup of coffee with the sunrise, got this morning going just right. No plans and it's so nice, so nice. Lord knows that it's been a long week. Whole world's been a leaning on me. Right here's right where I wanna be. It's gonna be a good day, a good vibe. Order in a little Postmates in my ties. Turn the music up on a long drive. Make a little love in the sunshine. It's gonna be a good day, a good time. As long as I got your head in mine. Wouldn't wanna live any other way. Turn up both of our phones. Go anywhere we wanna go. If you want me, I'm yours, baby, just say so. Oh, Lord knows that it's been a long week. Whole world's been a leaning on me. Right here's right where I wanna be. It's gonna be a good day, a good vibe. Older me a little Postmates in my ties. Turn the music up on a long drive. Make a little love in the sunshine. It's gonna be a good day, a good time. As long as I got your head in mine. Wouldn't wanna live any other way. Wake up every morning, look at you and say, it's gonna be a good day.
Jake Scott. It was a good day. Yes, it certainly was. It's Ian McFarlane with your Sunday breakfast wake-up call. Here we are, Sunday, June 14. And right now, people, you're just in time for our breakfast banger. Or my tune of the week, if you like. And it's from a Korean singer, songwriter and guitarist, and she's very good indeed. She makes such catchy tunes. This is one of them. I've played it heavily on my R&B show. Her name is Goni. The track is called Who Is This Woman? Banger this week on your Sunday breakfast wake-up call. That was Goni and Who Is This Woman? It's Ian McFarlane in for Alan Miles.
NLive Radio's Community Notice Board, sponsored by Northampton Town Council, celebrating, supporting and empowering the people and communities of Northampton.
Join us on Saturday the 18th of July at the Georgian in Brixworth, postcode NN69BU, for a fun-filled afternoon raising money for Northamptonshire Mind, where there will be a barbecue and bar. Over 20 local crafters will be in attendance, along with cakes and sweet treats, face painting and glitter tattoos. Needle felt taster sessions plus live performances from the Rock Choir Northamptonshire. We'll have a raffle with incredible prizes to be won for just £1 a ticket. It's free entry and fully accessible. For more details, search for us on Facebook.
N Live Radio's Community Notice Board, sponsored by Northampton Town Council, celebrating, supporting and empowering the people and communities of Northampton. To get your message on air, head to nliveradio.com/noticeboard.
This is N Live Radio.
This September, run through history. Challenge your limits. Join us for the amazing Northampton Run. Whether it's your first race or your fastest, we've courses that challenge every runner, from a half marathon and half marathon relay to a 3-mile fully accessible family fun run. And all routes take in iconic landmarks and scenic views along the way. It's more than just a race. It's the amazing Northampton Run, and it's on Sunday, September the 13th. Enter now at theamazingnorthamptonrun.co.uk. From Corby to Kettering, Northampton to Daventry, local businesses connect at Business Times. Register today for free, and each week you'll get Northamptonshire's latest business news direct to your inbox. Your business, your community, your news. Business Times tells Northamptonshire's business stories. Make sure yours is one of them. To put your business in the spotlight and into the inboxes of your potential customers. Subscribe today, free, at business-times.co.uk.
Proud to be local for Northampton. This is N Live Radio.
It's a love revolution. It's your Sunday breakfast wake-up call with me, Ian McFarlane, in for Alan Miles. We've reached this section where we're playing music from LGBTQ artists because it is Pride Month, isn't it? Any road up? Yesterday was Northampton Carnival, and It was great weather for a carnival, that's all I'm saying. The sun was shining and there was a wonderful breeze to keep you cool. And Enlive was there, of course. We were a walking float. Yeah, we were number 9. Yeah, and we started off at the race course. And we were joined by Rebecca Steers, of course. Jag Rooty was there with her two nieces. John Levers off of Afternoon Delight. And Mike Curtis. Yeah, Mike Curtis from That's What I Call Heritage. And our resident skater boy, Dave Luck, was there with his big umbrella. Using it as a sunshade, of course. Any road up. I was there, of course. And we started our trek from the race course. Yeah, a really long walk from, I think it was about 2:30. Everything kicked off. And as I said earlier, we were number 9 in the floatage. We were kind of floats, but we were walking behind. Number 8 float, which was representing Jamaica. And there were girls dancing for about 2 hours non-stop. Where they got the energy, I have no idea. And we just carried on walking and giving out flags and stickers. I've never seen so many people along a route. It reminded me very much of the Obama presidency. People cheering and waving at you. It was all good stuff. But we really felt it about 3 hours in. Yeah, we really did. Oh, dearie me. We stuck it out, though. We stuck it out. So that was the Northampton Carnival, which took place yesterday. And really good stuff. Yeah, I didn't think I'd enjoy it as much, but I did. Any Road Up. You heard Will Young and Love Revolution. Let's have some music from Brandy Carlile.
Was your smile always crooked? Was the freedom ever free? Do you kick the rocks between your feet after all this time with me? You can listen to your own records now, decide what you believe. You can pray on stars and skip the gods like stones across the sea. But I wouldn't know you anywhere. I lost myself in you. Heavier the hands, then you are free to slip right through. Do what you have to do. There you are, my morning star. Myself to breathe. There you are. It's just you without me. Late to another game, I guess I never learned the rules. I showed up with a broken name and added it to you. I'm not sure if you can fix it now, but if you wanted to, I would follow you around and carry all your tools. I would know you anywhere. I found myself in you. Heavy are the hands that hold the changes you myself to breathe. There you are. It's just you without me. Every one of us an absolute cliche. But when I'm ever just a thought away, if ever you need me, you're gonna live a lot of life. You're gonna see a lot of years, God willing. Just you.
Delightful. That is Brandi Carlile and Without Me. It's Ian McFarlane with your Sunday breakfast in for Alan Miles for the final week. And the big question is, what's the weather like for Washington, D.C. as Trump celebrates his what is it, his 80th birthday, and he's having that gaudy UFC fight thing on the White House lawn. Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be really hot. Yeah, a combination of extreme heat and a risk of thunderstorms is forecast for the Washington, D.C. area later today, affecting plans around the major UFC Freedom 250 event. Yeah, there you go. Being held as part of the United States' 250th birthday. What a huge fighting event has to do with America's birthday? I have no idea. Vanity on Trump's part. Yeah, it's your Sunday breakfast wake-up call with me, Ian McFarlane, and we're in the Pride section. LGBTQ artists, people. You heard Brandi Carlile, and right now we have a 21-year-old singer-songwriter from Ashby de la Zouche. His name is Siku.
You said I could be the one. I knew it was me from the jump. You sound so sure of yourself. Only time will tell. What if I don't need your expectations? Will you still feel the way you feel? I'm still young, you gotta stop. I think you need a chill. Let me live a little, then be all up in my grill. Baby, what's the deal? If I'm being real, I just need to breathe now, baby. You think you're right, but what if you're wrong? I can't even lie. It's getting heavy having to be strong. Said I could be the one. I knew it was me from the jump. You sound so sure of yourself. Only time will tell. You say I'm one of a kind. Think that I'm gonna change your life. You think you know me so well. Only time will tell. I've been so busy minding my
you'd listen, maybe then we could do much better. It's too soon, forever. I still can't figure out what I need. Yeah, you think you're right, but what if you're wrong? I can't even lie. It's getting heavy having to be strong. You said I could be the one. Knew it was me from the jump. You sound so sure of yourself. Only time will tell. You say I'm one of a kind. Think that I'm gonna change your life. You think you know me so well. Only time will tell.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. That's Siku and Time Will Tell. It's Ian McFarlane with your Sunday breakfast wake-up call right here on NLive Radio. And right now, people, you're just in time for the classic number one. Yeah, that's right. It's part of the show where I ask you, people, what was the number of the number one?
Love.
Pride Month of people, and that was the classic number one from an LGBTQ artist, the iconic George Michael, and Fast Love. All right then, the big question is, what was the number of the number one? All right then, before I give you that number, let me give you a couple of stats. Now, George Michael, Fast Love, hit that big number one on the 4th of May, 1996, where it remained in that number one position for 3 weeks. It was, in fact, the 738th number one. It's your Sunday breakfast wake-up call, people. Ian McFarlane in for Alan Miles for the second week.
This is NLive Radio.
With around 300 different languages spoken across the UK, language can prove to be a barrier. At Unitemps, we provide translation and tutoring services to individuals and businesses across Northampton. Our reliable and affordable translators provide document translation, as well as in-person translation and tutoring to help with your studies. Whether it's for an hour or a long-term project, Unitemps will help you overcome the language barrier. Find out more at unitemps.com or search Unitemps Translation Northampton.
From the cobblers to the saints, this is NLive Radio.
Watch TV shows and taught myself everything I know, like laughing when the joke's not funny or telling a lie over honesty. Cause there's a million giveaways that me and them are not the same, and life feels like the Truman Show. There's always something I don't know. I'm not hiding it well.
Cause there's no guidelines how to be fine, how to be you. they can tell that I'm not like them, but I'm trying to be human.
Oh, she nearly caught me out there with that gap. That's Kat Burns, How to Be Human. And the big question is, how's the rest of N Live looking today? Sunday, June 14. All right then, I will tell you straight after me at 8 o'clock. It's the Gospel Hour with Nike, and she plays a right good mix of gospel tunes. At 9 o'clock, it's Rebecca with the Politics Show, and at 11, it's Woman's Hour, Voices from the Community with Anna King. At midday till 2, it's Dave Percy, the music of your life, yes. And a little later at 3, it's the Sunday afternoon show with David James. And at 6 o'clock, we go around town with Russell Hayworth, and closing N Live Radio from 8 o'clock till 10, it's Terry Steers with The Rock Gods. It's Ian McFarlane. We've got New Madonna.
Can you play me?
Madonna, I Feel So Free, from her soon-to-be-released album Confessions 2. Yes, the follow-up album to Confessions on the Dance Floor, which was released in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. It's Ian McFarlane saying, I hope you enjoyed listening for the last couple of weeks. I certainly enjoyed doing it, folks. Alan Miles will be back next Sunday between 7 and 8. In the meantime, stand by for Nike. She'll be here after the 8 o'clock news with the Gospel Hour. I'm Ian McFarlane saying I'll see you around.
Why is it hard to just get along? We try and we break our heads. In my heart, I forget about things that let me. Why don't we start to just get along? I'll try not to make you sad. Then we won't part. Just forget about the things I said to you. All we do for love, is it worth it? Can we prove its existence? All we do for love, can we do it right like others do? Don't fall for stars, is what you said to me. You smiled and you never left. Now we're apart. There's a lot of things I can't admit to you. Oh, is it so hard to just fall in love and fly over moonlight's head? Let's make a start and forget about the things I did to you. All we do for love, is it worth it? Can we prove its existence? All we do for love, can we do it right like others do? All we do for love, is it worth it? Can we prove its existence? All we do for love, can we do it right like others do?
Follow.
on air at 106.9 FM and on smart speaker. This is NLive Radio News.
From the Sky News Centre at 8. In breaking news, the Prime Minister says a Russian Shadow Fleet oil tanker has been intercepted by UK forces in the English Channel for the first time. The Ministry of Defence says Royal Marine Commandos and specially trained law enforcement officers boarded a sanctioned vessel in the early hours of this morning. After 28 years away, Scotland have made a winning return to the World Cup. Joe Rawson is in Boston.
Scotland have beaten Haiti 1-0 in their World Cup opener, and there's one name the fans are chanting. John McGinn scored the only goal of the game in Boston, and manager Steve Clarke's delighted.
Resilience, character, everything about this group of players had to be on the pitch tonight, and it was.
They face Morocco next, and their fans know they'll need to improve.
It's a good night, but we need to do a little bit more moving forward.
The other group game saw Morocco draw 1-1 with Brazil.
Resident doctors in England won't be walking out of for 4 days on Monday as planned strike actions being called off. A long-running row over pay will now be discussed by the government and the BMA union instead. President Trump says a deal to end the war with Iran will be signed today. Speaking on Truth Social, he said it's signed, the Strait of Hormuz will be open to all. Iran's cast doubt on anything being signed. Around 8 in 10 people want tougher rules covering children's access to social media. A YouGov survey found 44% back a complete ban for under-16s. Ellen Room believes her 14-year-old son Jules died after an online challenge went wrong in 2022.
You've got children whose brains are not fully developed on platforms where they are feeding our children material. And, you know, we've talked and talked enough about algorithms. We know that this material is being fed to children. I just don't understand why we're just not taking it away and protecting them.
And Al Pacino has been given a Sam Wanamaker Award. It recognises those who've increased the understanding of Shakespeare. That's the latest. I'm AJ Walsh.
Northampton's own NLive Radio.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either.